So you've heard about the torpedo bats, right? Yankees used them to kind of destroy the Brewers in that first series of the year. Guys on the Reds and other teams have been using them. They're shaped different. They're shaped like a tornado or a torpedo, or like a bowling pin.
Yeah, I've seen the bowling pin term used too.
Yeah. There's a company here that is responsible for inspecting all MLB bats to ensure they're within the regulations. It is PFS Tico, and with us on the line is the guy in charge of the company. Scott Drake is the president. Scott, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, no problem.
What do you make of these bats? Tell us about the bat.
Yeah, the there's multiple names. I'm not sure how they got the torpedo, but I guess it's the sounds the best out of all of them. But even though they don't look like torpedoes, in my opinion, but there's an infinite number of bat shapes out there. It's kind of a player preference and, you know, how they like to, approach the plate and how they think they're going to get pitched, what swing type they have, all the variables above that. And so this new shape is a little tweak on that. It's one that I saw years ago when a manufacturer was selling bats over to a Korean professional league. So it's not anything that, completely out of left field, so to speak, but it is a little bit different. Some of the pictures that were going around from Saturday from Jazz Chisholm's bat, kind of really was an overstated version of that, where some of the other ones are subtle enough, they're really hard to notice.
You know, Scott, baseball's such a funky sport. It's been around for so long. Things come in and out of vogue. From what you've seen, call it a bowling pin, call it a torpedo bat, whatever. In your early assessment, is this more a fad for the league, or could this be the future of bat design?
Well, I don't, because each player is unique. There might be some players that like this, and there might be some players that don't like this. And it really depends on each individual player, their existing model from a new model, what the difference is. Does it impact their swing? Does it change their approach? All those things are really going to depend on if it works for a major league player or not. These guys are, the best of the best, and they're each, it's a pretty hard game, and it's a challenge enough for them to make contact with the ball, and you make any real tweaks, then they're kind of tool of choice. And it can work for them or not going to work for them. So it's tough to tell where this could go in the future, but, it's one of the many bat shapes that they can pick from, I guess.
Yeah, I was reading an article you did, you were quoted by Anthony Castrovince for MLB.com, and you alluded to this sledgehammer analogy for why it's not a perfect solution for the batters. Explain that analogy a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's, everything in choosing a bat is a trade-off. There's things, that first you got to pick a species. The big one in baseball now is hard maple. About 80% of the sales for the major league level. The next is yellow birch. And then almost barely anyone uses white ash, which, in the early 2000s would have been made up, more than half the sales. So that's been a change over the last 20 some years. So there's a species change. There is, the model shape change. You're balancing how heavy a bat you can swing fast, because the physics equation is mass times velocity. So if you could take a sledgehammer, which would have a really, exaggerated end weight to it, and you could swing it really fast, if you could make contact at the end of that sledgehammer, the ball is going to go really far. But it would take a lot of energy from the player to get a sledgehammer to swing through the zone quickly. And so in order for them to start swinging it at a speed that, would actually make contact with the ball, if you slid that weight towards their hands, it would get easier and easier to swing. But when you made contact at the end of that handle, there's going to be less and less mass there as you push it in. So you're trading weight and swing speed. So it's this, bowling pin shape or torpedo shape is putting more of the mass towards their hands, which brings this moment of inertia towards their hands, which makes the energy taken needed to swing that bat makes it easier. It's just easier to swing that bat fast. And that's where a bat speed increase might come. But the mass of the bat is still the same, roughly the same. They're just putting more meat where they're going to ideally contact the ball. So you're going to get more bat speed out of it, or you're going to get a better contact collision out of there. It's still up for debate, or hasn't been researched, I should say.
So I'm such a geek about baseball. I love baseball. Take us inside. Is this model potentially better if you're a contact hitter or a spray hitter? Is it better if you're going for launch angle? Which hitter is most likely to benefit from this new model of bat?
Well, the consistent hitters would be the one that should be using it, because it's kind of it'd be like drawing a line around the bat and saying that this is where I want to hit the ball consistently. And baseball's hard, and it is tough to hit the ball, in a major league game consistently on one spot of the bat. That's the best of the best of the best kind of hitters that can consistently do that. And so you're going to get some that's going to hit towards your hand, some of them right off the end of the bat. And with this shape, it puts more emphasis on the perfect contact, and you may be giving up some if you hit it anywhere else. And so it's really going to be that consistent hitter that's going to could benefit more. But it's also, I think if the game is still rewarding power hitters, this would be kind of more in their up their alley. Somebody that's okay with a home run or nothing kind of approach.
Hey, let me ask you a really quick question before we get out of here. Is it more likely, do you believe, someone on the Brewers ends up using one of these bats, or more likely that no one on the Brewers ends up using one of these bats before the season's over?
I would not doubt at all that some people will try it. And so I wouldn't be surprised at all if we saw it in games, in the coming days or weeks. How many are going to stick with it? That's really a player choice, and it's, it'd be tough to speculate on that one.
Scott Drake is the president of PFS Tico. Great information, good Wisconsin company. Scott, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, guys.